providers of services for people with disabilities in Cache County are gathering Tuesday evening to discuss changes to their clients' employment laws. Caitlin Beecher is director of the Cache Employment and Training Center.
And there we can help people work on their work skills, working towards finding jobs in the community or in sheltered employment there at our facility.
Known in her community as CTEC, one of the center's services includes a sheltered employment program that gives clients an opportunity to do paid piecework for a national company that has similar programs for people with disabilities throughout the country. In this case, trained staff work with clients of varying ability to help them earn money by folding boxes.
We also have multiple classes to help people achieve their individualized goals. We want people to be involved in their community, so we're out in the community doing activities and participating in all the different aspects of community living.
Angie Pina is director of the Utah Division of Services for People with Disabilities and says the federal government is not questioning the jobs being performed by individuals with special needs, but where the jobs are happening.
Is it created specifically only for people who have disabilities versus a community-based setting? I think it is fair to say that large segregated settings won't meet the settings rule. So that we do have to meet by March 17th of 2022.
She and directors of divisions of services for people with disabilities throughout the country are required to make changes in government-funded contracted programs to prevent what is considered to be segregated employment or sheltered employment. Utah lawmaker Representative Ed Redd, whose constituents include clients receiving funding for disability employment services, will meet with CTEC and clients from other employment training programs Tuesday night. The state is accepting public comment on proposed changes to disability sheltered workshop and other employment programs through Sunday. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.